Hello, thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah chapter 50 today, verses 1 through 3. Jeremiah 50, verses 1 through 3. It says, "The word that the Lord spoke concerning Babylon, concerning the land of the Chaldeans, by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare among the nations and proclaim. Set up a banner and proclaim. Conceal it not and say, Babylon is taken. Bel is put to shame. Merodach is dismayed. Her images are put to shame. Her idols are dismayed. For out of the north a nation has come up against her, which shall make her land a desolation, and none shall dwell in it. Both man and beast shall flee away." Now, we're about to get into a long section of Jeremiah's prophecy about Babylon. Now, we got to keep in mind, this prophecy is about Babylon's judgment, and it's now beginning. As you're going to see over the next few days, it's going to take us quite a few days to go through all the prophecy about what's going to happen to Babylon. We're going to take our time, like we touched on yesterday, looking at each section, rightly dividing the word. Is he speaking about a present time, future? What are the word clues? What does the whole of Scripture show us? When you look at Scripture and prophecy properly, it becomes clear as you let the whole of Scripture put you together in a proper context. Now, Babylon had been God's tool to judge the other nations. Now you're going to see it's going to become Babylon's turn to be judged. That's interesting. If you've been following along, you'll know that God has been using Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar as his instrument to judge Israel and to judge the surrounding nations and Egypt and take people captive and take their spoil. But now God says, here's the judgment that's coming on Babylon. That's because God uses nations for his purposes, but that nation, when they make their own choices and do those things they do that God knows that they will be judged for the things that they did. Even though God used it and God knew that evil was going to be done, God used it for his purposes. Does God cause evil? No, but God allows evil for his purposes. Listen to Jeremiah chapter 27, verses 1 through 7. It says, "In the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Thus the Lord said to me, make yourselves straps and yoke bars and put them on your neck. Send word to the king of Edom, the king of Moab, the king of the sons of Ammon, the king of Tyre, and the king of Sidon by the hand of the envoys who have come to Jerusalem to Zedekiah the king of Judah. Give them this charge for their masters. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, this is what you shall say to your masters. It is I who by my great power and my outstretched arm have made the earth and with the men and the animals that are on the earth, and I give it to whomever it seems right to me. Now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I have given him also the beasts of the field to serve him. All the nations shall serve him and his son and his grandson until the time of his own land comes. Then many nations and great kings shall make him their slave." Did you catch that? God said, look, tell those nations that are all gathering right now with you and with Zedekiah in Jerusalem to fight against Babylon, you send word to them. This is what God says. I'm the one who makes the earth and man and animals and those live on it. And I give the earth to whoever I want. And I give control of the earth to whoever I choose. And I've given it right now into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. And he is my servant. And I've even given the animals into his control. And he is going to be my servant to bring judgment on the nations. Oh, but when it's his turn, all the other nations will make him their slave as well. There's a season, and that comes to an end, but I'm doing it for my reasons and my purposes. Folks, the judgment on Babylon is about to begin according to the prophecy, but as you know, right after the Babylonians came the Medes and the Persians, and they took over, and then they were only in season for a while, and then the Greeks and the Romans, and there's an ultimate one final kingdom going to be on the earth again, and God's going to destroy that himself with Jesus himself coming back to the earth. Keep this in mind. If a nation is in power, like even the United States, it's because God chooses to. But when he decides the time's up and it's time to judge that nation, he has every right to do it. Pray that the nation turns to God and is spared that. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.